Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Yvette Houghton, host of The Appointed Encounter. We are at the sixth episode of the study of John chapter 4. We've made it to verse 7. What a journey we have had thus far. If you're new to The Appointed Encounter, please listen to the previous episodes. They've been so enlightening. But let's journey on to our next appointed encounter. John chapter 4, verse 7 says, "There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me drink." Last week, we touched base on wells. Remember that a well is a deep reservoir that's fed by percolation from the soil, by a spring, or by groundwater. We learned that they're often covered by a stone slab or wooden planks to prevent people or animals from falling in and to lower the risk of pollution from surface debris. This fact, that wells tended to be covered, kind of gave us the picture of Jesus sitting on the well, being tired from his journey. And so now, let's look at wells and women. Just a few little fun facts that I found. First of all, young women were typically the ones who had the daily chore of drawing water from wells to supply the family household. If you remember in Genesis 24:11, when Abraham sent his servant to find a wife for Isaac, it tells us that women went out to draw water in the evening using vessels made of either clay or animal skins attached to a rope. The woman would lower the vessel into the well to collect water and then carry the filled vessel on either her head, hip, or more likely her shoulder. Fun fact number two, the primary function of wells in ancient Israel was to supply water for the household. The centralized open location of wells allowed them to serve as social gathering places. Travelers stopped to water their camels there, just as Abraham's servant did, and wells could also be landmarks. We talked about landmarks, huh? Wells were also, number three, the place of betrothal scenes. As the young woman likely went out to collect the water, young men, because we know how guys are, young men of the village realized that this gave them a perfect opportunity to socialize with the women while they were away from the watchful eyes of their fathers or male relatives. And so, with these little fun facts that I gathered from BibleOdyssey.org, written by Julie Bidmead, we can note the fact that this Samaritan woman was coming to the well at a very unusual hour, it being 12 noon, if they normally went in the evening. This woman simply wanted to avoid people, but she gets to the well and runs into a man. Not just any man, but a Jewish man. And he wants to strike up a conversation, it appears. It's hot. It's the middle of the day. I'm sure she's thinking, like the rest of us, I know that he's not going to move the cover. Why is he even here? They don't even like us. Why is he even coming through Sychar? What? Wait a minute. Did he just speak to me? Give me drink? We have a wearied Jesus. After traveling all morning, having arrived at Father Jacob's well, and a woman has come to draw water. They both had a natural need. He was thirsty from his journey. She needed the day's supply of water for her household. But what is this drink for which Jesus is asking? The word in Greek drink is pino. It means to drink, but figuratively, it means to receive into the soul what serves to refresh, strengthen, nourish it unto eternal life. Jesus needed natural refreshing. But God wants us to pour out an offering to him as well. There is a drink offering that God required of Israel. And now God has come near. Give me drink. This drink was a form of worship. Our Lord is longing for it. After a long journey, after his dealings with the Pharisees and their desire to kill him, which is really what brought him on this route in the first place, he longs for worship. Jesus would go on to say in verse 23, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him." He is looking for this woman to draw water and to give it to him. He wants her to draw from the waters of the well that has produced life-giving water for generations and give to him. She comes daily to this place. Even though she's here at an unusual hour, he has come near. God is near, longing for an offering. There's a place that you go daily for life's necessity. It is a place that has given provision for generations. And Jesus has come out of the way to meet you at an unusual hour at the place where you receive your daily provision. He is wearied from his journey and needs a refreshing from the cooling waters. Will you give him drink? He's longing for your worship. He's longing for you to draw out from that place that has given you that provision of life-giving water. Will you give him drink? I want to thank you for following me at the Appointed Encounter this week. I'm truly appreciative of your taking time to listen to me share the word with you. Please don't forget to like and share with others. Subscribe to the podcast to always be the first to receive the latest episode. Today is April 10th, 2020. It's Good Friday, but we're currently in a worldwide pandemic due to COVID-19 coronavirus. It is turning the world upside down right now with over 400,000 cases worldwide and over 100,000 deaths due to it. I implore you today not to only heed the warning of governments all over the world, but know that the appointed encounter has come at this time for you to say to you that now is the hour for you to receive Christ. This is an unusual hour, just as it was for that Samaritan woman. Jesus has scheduled this time to encounter you. Don't miss it. Reach out to me at my website, www.theappointedencounter.com. There you will find my contact information. I love you all. Blessings, grace, and peace.